Hey everybody, welcome to another Renaissance Woodworker Audio Boo. So, recap of the woodworking weekend. It's Monday morning, and I actually got quite a bit of shop time this weekend. It wasn't that much actual woodworking, but it was woodworking related. I was literally putting the finishing touches on my chest of drawers commission. And this chest was actually commissioned to be a piece of painted furniture, so I did build it out of pine and poplar, and poplar especially paints really well. And I've done painted furniture before. I've had a lot of success with it and creating a very nice fine woodworking look. I think that a lot of us woodworkers tend to kind of look down on painted furniture, but you know, the customer likes painted furniture, what are you going to do? And actually, I think you can still make a very fine piece of furniture and paint it. I mean, heck, look at, you know, so many of us love Shaker furniture, and pretty much all Shaker furniture was painted prior to the Civil War. So anyway, put a lot of work into this chest of drawers. This was the first project that I actually incorporated dovetails in. I've used a lot of dovetails before and have never quite been... Well, let me be clear and say the first project I've incorporated hand-cut dovetails in. I've used a router template to make dovetailed drawers and things like that before, but these were all cut by hand, so there was a lot of tender loving care put into this project, and when you know it, the finishing just goes awry, and it's so frustrating. Like I said, I've done painted furniture before, and I've sprayed it on using one of those Wagner power sprayers, and I've gotten the right consistency of the paint, thinned it just right, that I was able to get a really good even coat. And did the same technique this time, but wasn't thinking, and I actually changed the paint that I used. I used a different brand of paint, and I didn't do a test piece, and apparently this particular brand of paint, this was a Dutch Boy, and I've used a Kiltz brand before. This Dutch Boy was quite a bit thicker, and I started spraying and didn't realize it at the time, and this stuff was going on a heck of a lot thicker, and it ended up, paint ended up coming out very, not so much gloppy, but that kind of orange peely texture because of the really thick coat. And unfortunately, it really screwed things up. So I have got to go really back to the drawing board and figure out how to fix this. More than likely, I'm just going to end up sanding down all that orange peel texture and then reapplying the paint in a very, very thin coat. I'm a little afraid to go back to the sprayer method. I may have to actually brush it on. So if you have any ideas, have any comments, I'd love to see what you recommend me doing here. So head on over to the blog and leave a comment on how would you correct a painting error on a piece of furniture, and how do you go about applying paint to a piece of fine furniture. Wish me luck, everybody.